Hi there, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to talk to you about a big flaw in the current tax laws. Well, my friends, it's summer. Can you believe the year is going by so quickly? This past month has been a whirlwind with teaching, taking classes, and even going to a live in-person CSTC's Tax Symposium in Reno. It's the first time since early 2000 that I've had the opportunity to meet friends, peers, students, and Tax Mama fans. We met, learned, hugged, and ate a lot, and didn't get the least bit sick. Well, okay, a little bit sunburned, but that does pass, doesn't it? I also got started on a new crusade to fix the tax law neglect when it comes to the romance scams and the 14 other scams listed on the FBI site. The problem? The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, also known as the Trump Tax Act, completely eliminated taxpayers' rights to deduct casualty and theft losses unless they were in a presidentially declared disaster area. As soon as I saw that in the law, it was clear to me this was going to be a problem for all the people who face routine disasters, like a fire burning down their house because of a smoldering cigarette, burst plumbing flooding the house, especially when folks leave the house in winter and the pipes freeze and burst, people getting their assets stolen in scams or other things that don't meet the very limited definition of a Ponzi scheme, even vandalism or theft from local thugs or actually tenants, and the list goes on. You know what may have happened to you or to your friends. Well, this hits home now. A client got scammed for over $400,000. She is just one of the people who got hit by over $1 billion, according to the FBI. Now, there may actually be a roundabout way to claim this deduction, but it's almost guaranteed to be audited, so I would much rather find a way to change the law itself. I'm totally open to your help if you have contacts to bring this about. It will literally affect the millions of people who've been victimized in the 15 scams on the FBI list, and probably others, depending on how broadly we can change or reinterpret the tax code and regulations. Perhaps you, your family, or your friends, or your clients have been affected by this already. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. And I know you'll think I'm crazy. It's really hard to get Congress to act jointly on practically anything these days, so I did want a workaround. But first, there is a possibility in Congress. The Seniors Fraud Prevention Act is actually a bipartisan bill from Senators Susan Collins, Republican, and Amy Klobuchar, Democrat, that recently passed by both of the houses. Astonishing, but it's limited to education and monitoring of the fraud. It doesn't go far enough to get those seniors the casualty loss deduction. If you have a way to reach either of these legislators, please help me ask them to add this to their bill or add it to some upcoming bill that may be likely to pass. Knowing that going through Congress could take years, I have started the process to reach out to the IRS and the Taxpayer Advocate Service to start exploring solutions and to see if anyone can take the issue to the Secretary of Treasury or someone close to the President or Vice President. Why? An easy solution would be to have the president declare these scams as presidentially declared disaster areas, and then we don't even have to change the law itself. There is a precedent for a non-geographic declaration. Remember COVID-19? Now, if I can get that started and know that there is movement, either with respect to legislation or a potential presidential declaration, then everyone who has been affected could file something called a protective claim to request a refund once the law or procedure change has been confirmed. What does that mean? It means you won't lose the right to deduct the losses and get a tax refund 3 years after the tax return is filed. When a protective claim is filed within that 3-year period, it makes it possible to get that refund even if it takes 10 years or more for the legislation to change. But to file that protective claim, we need to be able to point to some tangible activity that will ultimately make these deductions kosher. I know, this probably is a crazy idea, but the people I have spoken to at the IRS, Taxpayer Advocate, and even Kelly Phillips Erb at Bloomberg think there may be something to this. So if you can help, please do. If you or someone you know has been affected, I would love to hear from you, especially if they're willing to be profiled in the press. I've set up this special email address so we can track your responses, romancescamtax@gmail.com. That's it for now, and remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about taxes and business issues and EA education free. Where else? At taxmama.com.